The disciples could not stop talking about how they'd seen Jesus, who's crucified. They kept saying he died, and then 3 days later we saw him alive. It was the most amazing thing. They were telling each other and anybody who would listen. We were in the house, the doors were all locked, and suddenly there was Jesus standing right among us and saying, "Peace be with you." They were excited. Over and over they told that story. All of them were excited except for one disciple whose name was Thomas, who could not manage to get excited because he was having a hard time believing the story. "I wasn't there," Thomas kept reminding them. "I wasn't in the house when Jesus came. And unless I see it for myself, I don't see how I'm going to be able to believe it." And nothing they said seemed to make any difference for Thomas. He said, "Unless I get my very own chance to touch Jesus' palms and to put my hand in his side, those places where he was wounded by the nails and by the spear, unless I can see and touch for myself, I'm not going to be able to believe it." So a week went by. 1 week later, it happened that the disciples were all gathered in the house again. This time Thomas was with them, and the doors were shut because they were still feeling scared and nervous. And there they were talking and talking about these amazing things that had happened, and suddenly there was Jesus standing among them saying, "Peace be with you." And they all became very still and very quiet and looked at Jesus. And he said, "Thomas, come here. I want you to know that it's really me. I want you to come and feel free to touch my palms, put your hand in my side, so that you can be sure for yourself, here I am." And so Thomas got up from where he'd been sitting, and he walked toward Jesus, and he reached out his hand, and he touched those hurt places, Jesus' palms and Jesus' side. And then he looked at Jesus' face, and he said, "My Lord, my God." And Jesus said, "Thomas, is it because you are seeing for yourself that you're able to believe? I want you to know also that blessings come to those who have not seen and yet believe." And so it was that Jesus' Easter resurrection appearances continued to his disciples, so all of them might know that his love and his grace and mercy and life were still with him. Let's join hands and we'll say a prayer before you go to Sunday school. Hold Angelina's hand, okay, Savannah? Good. Gracious and holy God, we thank you for the way you gave Thomas what he needed. You gave him the ability to see and touch with his own eyes and his own hands. We thank you for giving us what we need so that we also can know Jesus and follow Jesus and trust your love and your power for life. We thank you that Easter joy continues. Amen.